Bachelors of Broken Hill, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. The cafe was narrow and deep. People were standing with the startled irresoluteness of kangaroos warned of danger by one of their sentinels. Between the groups, like a ship steering between the islands of the barrier reef, cafe proprietor led the doctor, Chrome following up astern. An elderly man lay upon the wreckage of a table. The face was stained faintly blue. The dilated eyes tended to turn inward, and the bared teeth were irregular and tobacco-stained. Chrome knew him, a retired miner living with his niece and her husband in South Broken Hill. The customers were leaving the cafe, the sensation over and the prospect of being tabbed as witnesses enlarging. Chrome was not particularly interested in them. Heat apoplexy. Many of these old chaps could not stand what in their youth they ignored. Old Alf Parsons was for it. Good way to go out, like a light. The doctor made a superficial examination and then crouched low and sniffed at the dead man's mouth. On rising to his feet, he dusted his trousers and wiped his hands with a handkerchief. He told the distracted Italian he would send for the ambulance, and Chrome he drew aside and whispered, "I'm not stating he died of cyanide, Bill, but I'm thinking he did." Chrome grabbed Favolora, the restaurant proprietor. "Where was he sitting?" he snarled. There was cyanide in the dead man's teacup, which Chrome presented to the analyst. Chrome kept on his feet for 60 hours, asking questions, questions, questions. Statements, reports, theories, argument. Chrome was semi-conscious when Inspector Stillman arrived from CIB Sydney. Soft-spoken, sarcastic, bitingly insulting, Stillman caused Favolora to scream with rage, Mary Isaacs to weep, Mrs. Robinov to order him from the shop. Stillman caused Bill Chrome to come within an ace of smashing a fist into his sadistic mouth, and Abbott actually formed his lips to give forth the raspberry.